Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to plunge into the ecstasies of dimensions beyond. Our guest today is Nicholas Pearson, and he's author of Crystals for Psychic Defense, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your questions on natural health, your mind, your spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, we're going to get to Nicholas Pearson. He's author of Crystals for Psychic Defense. Now, Nicholas is a multi-book author, a global lecturer and workshop leader who has been immersed in the mineral kingdom for over 30 years. And he's one of those people that you can trust because he has a lot of authority, he understands, and he has an affinity with them. I mean, the crystals love him, he loves the crystals. I mean, that's just a psychic thing. But his books, and we've had him on before, but his books are always very informative, beautifully done, because there you'll see the gemstones in color. So that's just to say I'm so happy to welcome Nicholas. Hi, Nicholas.
Hello there, and thank you for having me back on the show.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here. Now, Nicholas, tell me, what are some of the sources of psychic harm?
You know, there are so many places in the world that we can experience some kind of discomfort or disruption, and you know, some of them might be predictable. We can anticipate that maybe some of those energies are coming from the people around us, from their own thoughts and emotions, maybe their judgments, their jealousy. We're going to find environments that are maybe a little disruptive as well, things like geopathic stress and disharmonious environmental energy. Occasionally, we might encounter an odd spirit or human beings who don't have the best in mind for others in the case of psychic attack and the evil eye. But honestly, the most important source of psychic harm to address is ourselves, because our own thoughts, our own emotions, that like mental track that plays 24/7, that is where we experience the most important source of disruptive energy.
And I think that crystals can really help on that. I mean, I've been into crystals, I don't know, since I'm 75, so I've been doing it a long time. As a matter of fact, I was just asking my producer, I said, we've been doing a gemstone of the week on my show since 1996. So I love gemstones. They're all over the place. And a lot of times if I'm feeling sad or if I need clarity or if I want to take away some of the negativity, I'll use specific gemstones. So I can understand, how to use the gemstones, and people should actually take a look at that. And you have about 145 gemstones in your books, huh?
I do. I had a lot of fun putting this list together. The original intention was for it to be much smaller, and then it got much, much, much larger, so I had to pare it down a bit. But I picked some of my personal favorites, ones that have become important allies for me over the last few years. I had this amazing experience traveling through Great Britain a few years ago, and so I incorporated some of the really lively and energetic and dynamic stones that I met along the way there. And I endeavored to incorporate stuff that you can't find in my other books as well. So there's always going to be new stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. And, I mean, there's things that I don't know, and I know everything. I thought I knew everything until I read your book. No, there's really great things in there. And there's old favorites, but there's also brand new things that maybe, you know, because as you go through life, people have their own paths and their own ways of learning and doing, and so not everybody's going to have the same experiences. And so what you do is you're sharing your experiences here, which are great, because there's a certain number of people that need that particular experience, and there's something in your book for everyone. So what is crystal energy, and how do crystals help protect you?
So, you know, crystal energy is a kind of subtle energy, which means that we can't entirely measure it yet. But what we can do is look at how crystals interact with other kinds of energy, electromagnetism, for example, which is a really broad spectrum of energy, to understand how those subtle energies might work. And, you know, at the core of it, what crystals are best at is taking disorganized states and making them more organized. We call this effect coherence, where it's as if they allow things to become more harmonious. Some of the other things that kind of go in tandem with this are being able to amplify and transmit and receive and reflect and refract, record, transform. There's just so many different ways that they work from this. And as far as how they help us with protection, you know, the bottom line is that the world of stone endures. It lasts longer than us. It is more resilient in many cases to the world around us. If we look at the oldest artifacts from the earliest hominids that survive today, they're invariably made out of stone. Stone was our first shelter, our first tool. It is among our first pigments and our first forms of adornment. And those things are still here. So when we work through that kind of symbolic and metaphoric lens, any crystal, any rock, any mineral, gemstone, is going to give us that quality of strength, resilience, endurance. But even more than that, when we take a look at the kind of energetic component of it, the way that crystals can take less organized states and help them become more organized through that action of coherence, coherent fields are less permeable to outside influences. Because generally speaking, the kind of background noise, the white noise of the universe around us in our day-to-day lives is sometimes louder than we are, but often no more organized than we are. So once we kind of get that sense of inner coherence, inner harmony, it means that those disruptive forces really have to work a lot harder to disrupt us. And so we get so many layers of help from working with crystals, from the symbolic and metaphorical to the energetic to the spiritual and everything in between.
Plus, they can do a lot for healing. I know that my dog was, she was old and she was dying, but for many years I kept her alive with different kind of crystals to help, stop her arthritic pain and all sorts of stuff. So crystals can do many things. And I used to have a little pouch of crystals around her neck, and my grand dog came over, and she was kind of shaking a little bit, and she, her leg was shaking, and she was getting a little nerve things, and so I put together a little crystal pouch for her and put it around her neck, and the energy and the calmness, I gave her, she was, a little edgy, so I put a little amethyst in there to stop the worry and stuff, and within 2 or 3 hours, she was no longer shaking. Her legs weren't shaking, and everything was kind of balanced. And so crystal energy actually does work. I mean, we keep them here in the studio on every one of our computers, and our computers are older than dirt, and they keep going, And I put a crystal in my car near my engine, and it gets better gas mileage. I mean, people don't understand that crystals... they use them in computers. I mean, that's what they did in the beginning, is using crystals and gold and stuff like that. So we have to understand that the crystals have a lot of power, which is my next question. What is programming, charging, and activating a crystal all about, and why is it important?
So these are some related practices that we can engage with that really deepen our experience of crystal energy and really help us hone and focus the work that we're doing. Originally, we see the word programming emerge in kind of like the big umbrella of the crystal world in the 80s, and it refers to the act of instilling your intention into that stone. I like to think of it as a really collaborative act. It's not... forcing my will upon an inert tool that I'm going to use to create change in my life. It's like an invitation to collaborate on a particular goal or outcome. It's checking in with the stone and allowing it to know, hey, you are a multifaceted being like me. There are a lot of things in your wheelhouse. This is the specific goal I have in mind. Can you help me? And we might do that through meditation, visualization. I love to use the breath to program. Some folks really love repeating affirmations to do it. But it's a way for us to kind of cohere our own focus and exchange that with the crystal. The best programming methods also program us, so the act of doing this with our stone also kind of programs our subconscious and gives us some adding benefits. Charging, on the other hand, is one of those terms that's used kind of to mean a lot of different things today. We hear the word charge and we immediately think of our devices that have, you know, finite batteries that get run down and have to be plugged back in. But charging originally comes into, like, spiritual practice with the an older kind of alternative connotation that means to carry out a task, to be, you know, charged with the responsibility of something. And in some ways it can mean the same thing as programming. And in other contexts, which is the one I describe in the book here, it's instilling kind of an external energy in a crystal, because crystals have the ability to record information, to store energies. We can take advantage of a particular astrological transit or sacred space or a state of consciousness that we're in, and let the crystal act like a sponge. And it's almost as if we're bottling those energies. I had an astrological teacher who described the act of, like, making planetary talismans as like making jam. If you want to enjoy strawberries all year round, you make jam when they're in season, and then you can open the jar whenever you want. And charging our crystals is kind of like making jam. We say, I really want to soak up this full moon vibe or this particular planetary aspect, whatever it is, and we imbue that crystal with that energy so we can tap into it at a later point. And then activating is something that we might do when we have a specific task, a specific goal in mind, something like building a crystal grid or creating a crystal shield or, you know, some other kind of hands-on activity that has a finite stopping and starting. And it's a way to just kind of supercharge the flow of energy through the crystal. It is an optional step. I mean, ideally, any of these can be optional steps, but they really do support our practice when we engage with them mindfully. So, activating, charging, programming, they're all great ways to take your practice to the next level.
I believe that, too. I actually have, I always ask a crystal. I'll say, oh, can you help me do this? And it'll actually give me an energy saying yeah, or other ones will say, oh, I'll do it halfway. Here, there's another one will say, I'll do it, you know, so because I have crystals all over. And so, and different crystals have different properties that, you need to make sure that sometimes when you're using crystals, you make sure that you have to, after you use them, you have to respect the crystals too on what they're doing. And sometimes they'll accumulate energy and you'll have to do things on, releasing that energy, which is my next question, which is what you call spiritual hygiene. What is it and why is spiritual hygiene important?
You know, I think a big takeaway from the last several years, you know, from 2020 onwards, is how I think the whole world can do better with our physical hygiene. I think the whole world can also do better with our spiritual hygiene. And this is just the act of cleansing energy and returning to a state of balance, a dynamic state of balance. You know, it's something that is a moving target. There's not a destination we reach and that's it. We continually check in with our cleansing, grounding, centering practices. And this is not a case of good energy versus bad energy. Energy is just energy. The application and its location, either in time or space, can be helpful or not helpful. Electricity, super helpful. I mean, we get to talk because we have devices powered by electricity right now. But if I stuck a fork in a socket, the presence of that electrical energy flowing through my body, not welcome. So we want to think more in terms, instead of good or bad, but helpful or not helpful, useful or disruptive, harmonious, disharmonious. And that takes our kind of moral and philosophical debate out of it. So, you know, plainly put, crystals require cleansing because crystals have good memories. Not every experience they witness, not every energy field they come into contact with is necessarily in alignment with our goals, with our intentions, with our outcomes. Also, when we're doing deep healing work, we're going to release stuff. Stuff is going to come up and out, and the crystals, you know, having much better memory than us, are going to hold on to some imprint of that. So it's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a thing. So we cleanse regularly. It's like when you're making a sandwich and you get peanut butter on your hands, you have to wash your hands. Not because it is bad or evil. It's just misplaced. And that's why we engage with our spiritual hygiene as often as possible, because we're going to encounter energies that we just don't want to carry with us throughout the day.
And don't you think that sometimes the crystals don't want some of this energy, too? So I mean, you know, I don't know. I just want to respect the crystal, you know, and say, hey, you don't need this. Thank you for helping me. This is, you know, maybe you, you know, if I'm doing crystal work on someone to help them heal a negative thought or negative things. Sometimes some crystals can transmute that and move the energy through, but other times different ones that I'll be called to use will hold on to it, and then I will cleanse it, you know, and release it because the crystal doesn't need that nonsense, you know. So it's almost like a respect, you know, on doing that. And typically, there's a lot of ways to clear crystals. I had a very fun experience in Sedona one time. I was at one of the near Boynton Canyon vortex, and there was a medicine wheel there, and it was very early in the morning, and I went there, and people, of course, leave different kinds of crystals into the, you know, a medicine wheel to honor or do whatever they're doing. And I, you know, I bent down, you know, and looked at the crystals, and I saw there was a whole bunch of ants, and they were actually taking the crystals and they were burying the crystals in the earth. And that is one way that you can cleanse it. And so, of course, I was being a brat, and I just took a little stick and I kind of tried to pull the crystal away, and the ants were saying, no, it's our job to bring this back into the earth. And I mean, I just teased them once, and then they brought it back into the earth. So one of the ways that you know, we're all interconnected. So one of the ways that you can clear crystals is sometimes burying them, and or using, I use an ancient method of Native Americans used to blow air on the crystals from your breath, you know, blow it out. And sometimes you can use water or ocean water, and certain crystals like different things. And so you have to be respectful, and you have to learn about the crystals so that you can use them in harmony, you know, and not abuse that either. I know that you probably think they can't be abused, but I think they can. Do you think that the crystals can be abused?
Yeah, I think that's a big philosophical question. At the end of the day, I often describe myself as a kind of feral animist. I don't have a lot of rules in life on this kind of thing, but I do believe everything is inspirited, and so I do my best to be respectful of the spirits of everything all around me, whether it's my cell phone or my favorite piece of rose quartz. I just want to respect that animating force and intelligence within it. I think the biggest abuse that we've got comes from the kind of, broadly speaking, Western framework of exploitation. I want to take, I want to use, and that is abusive, I think. So, yeah, we can abuse crystals. One of the ways that we can show respect is, you know, asking meaningfully, would you like to work with me on this? Not only spiritually cleansing them, but physically cleaning them when they're dusty, displaying them nicely, keeping them wrapped up safely if we've got to travel with them. There's so many ways we can respect our stones.
Right. I believe that, too. I do believe that. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Nicholas Pearson about how you use crystals for personal protection. In the meantime, you can go to any bookstore or to Barnes & Noble or Amazon and get Crystals for Psychic Defense by Nicholas Pearson. Do it. It's a really great book. And if you know of anyone that, you know, loves crystals, this is a great book for them. It doesn't mean just for psychics, you know, it means for everything and different methods of view. So anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Nicholas Pearson. We're talking about his book, Crystals for Psychic Defense. Now, crystals can be used for personal protection. So how do you use them, Nicholas?
Yeah, this is kind of where I started with the book. So, you know, psychic self-defense, we want to start with ourselves. Otherwise, we don't have anything to show up for anyone else. There are so many ways that we can incorporate crystal energy into our psychic self-defense routine. This could be wearing crystals. It could be putting them in little pouches, using bracelets and pendants and rings and earrings. We can also do some more meditative and ritual actions, like creating crystal shields that deflect and transmute and transform harmful or disruptive energies. There's so many options. We just have to get creative.
And there are ancient options, right, as well as one that feels right for you, correct? Is there, if the whole gamut since ancient times, the priests used to use gemstones in their breastplates, and there's different kinds of rituals and things that they've used crystals for. Every single, no matter where you're at, every single Native American or even Australia, everyone, everywhere has histories with crystals and how to use them for healing or protection and things like that, correct?
They do, and every culture attributes their own meaning, their own message. This book isn't rooted in one of those traditions necessarily, although, you know, I did quite a big amount of research to find some inspiration from all corners of the world, but, you know, I definitely believe that when we've got those still living, breathing cultures, we should learn from the people who are the carriers of those lineages, hence they're not in this book.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. But I wanted just to say that there is power in crystals, and it's been used and tapped into for protection since almost the beginning of time, I think. One of the things I really liked in your book, and I think that you should be, you should probably do a sideline of making some of these, is you have the effect of environmental energies and how you can use crystals to help. How can you use that?
So I know a lot of folks can be, we'll say, easily knocked off kilter by the energies around them, and not just the ones that come from humans. Earth energies are just that. They belong to the Earth, and although we also belong to the Earth, the order of magnitude here is a little bit different, right? My whole organism is smaller than the Earth's whole organism, and sometimes, especially if we're very tuned in, very psychically open, we can get fried by things like ley lines and vortices and what we call geopathic stress, which usually occurs from like disruptions of the Earth's natural energy field. And so in the book, I provide some layouts and grids and a few other techniques that we can use to help us with those kinds of environmental energies.
Right, and even one of the ones that you have is an elixir there, and an elixir is where you can steep a crystal, you know, in distilled water, or, you know, and you can charge it if you want or whatever. And you actually drink the elixir to kind of help inside your body. But you have to actually know the stones, don't you? Because some of the stones you shouldn't be using any of it, could be poisonous or something with that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do have some safety precautions in this book. I would also strongly recommend checking out Crystal Basics. It's my most popular book, but it has some very detailed information about what constitutes a mineral that is water safe. My mantra is always, when in doubt, leave it out. If you do not know 100% certainty that the exact specimen you're holding, not just the species, not just any piece of amethyst, but the one in your hand, if it is not free of things that could somehow interact with that water, you can do what's called an indirect infusion. So you use two containers, essentially, and you'll put your crystals inside a smaller container. You put that in a larger bowl, and the water goes in the larger bowl, so that way it doesn't physically touch the stones, but their energy can still infuse and permeate that water to leave their imprint on it. And in this particular chapter of the book, there are three different elixir recipes, one using shungite, one with sodalite, and one that's, we'll say, a broader spectrum of crystals brought together for it. But I've got a few other elixirs throughout the book because it is a practice I really enjoy working with.
And it's instant success. I mean, sometimes when, you know, when you're drinking the water, you know, it's you can almost within minutes, you can feel the difference in the energy and your, you know, aura and everything. I mean, it's everything starts to get into alignment if it's done right. It's just great.
Yeah. And they're also great for the environment. You can spray them in the aura. You can diffuse them in your space. You can apply them topically. You can get really creative with how you use crystal elixirs. So even if you're not 100% certain about the safety as far as like internal use goes, go ahead and use them environmentally and externally and get some really rapid results that way too.
Exactly. I think it's great. Now, what does your directory of protection crystals contain? Just an overview.
It has 145 stones that I think are some of the most important, or at least some of the most meaningful to me, that cover the whole range of protecting us from outside influences, protecting us from inside influences, keeping us grounded and centered, helping us recuperate after we experience maybe psychic attack or psychic vampirism, things that historically might have used for like deflecting curses and other kind of malefic energies. Things that might be useful when we encounter some supernatural phenomena, spirits and the like. It's a really broad range of crystals. There are some common rocks in there as well. So you get, you know, your standard crystals, quartz and agate and amethyst and calcite and hematite. You get some common rocks that might be in your backyard, forms of like marble and slate and granite. But then there's also some more unusual stuff. I like a rock that tells an interesting story. So you're going to find things like hubnerite and nundurite and lapis lace onyx and a few other materials that are maybe not as well known in the market, things that might deserve a spotlight here or there. So I want to just celebrate a lot of different crystals. One of my goals in like paring down the number to just these 145 was to not just include a broad range energetically, but also geologically. And so I think it's about 20% of the crystals in this book I've never written about before. So that serves two purposes. It keeps it new and exciting for me. I get tired of doing the same stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And it also means that it's going to complement any of my other books that are out there, so readers won't just read about the same crystals every time in every book.
And they keep learning. As a matter of fact, every day I always carry a crystal pouch with me no matter where I go. But today I have on a white amber. And I also have a sugalite on and a brown amber and, of course, a pearl because pearls, I'm Cancer, so it keeps me kind of calm and even. So, so your jewelry can affect you, too. So, you know, be careful when you're wearing jewelry and selecting jewelry. If it feels right, it's probably right. But learn about it so that you can actually enhance. And a lot of times during the day of whatever challenges I'm going to have, I'll pick a ring or a necklace or a bracelet that will have these wonderful gemstones in there. All right, so we're just about out of time. Can you tell us a little bit about where people can get your book and where they can find out about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. The book is called Crystals for Psychic Self-Defense. It came out January 7th, so it's available everywhere books are sold. So go ahead and find your favorite indie bookstore, grab it online, or whatever suits you. If you want to learn more about me and my work, you can find me online at theluminouspearl.com and at theluminouspearl on most social media.
Great. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on again.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey, Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and it's time to answer some questions for you. So if you need information on natural health, or you have a life problem, or you want to know a little bit about spiritual objectives, or just need a psychic reading, you know, this is the beginning of the year, so feel free to call in on our toll-free number. And remember to limit your question to one so I can get to each one of you. And you can call the numbers at 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453. If you're calling internationally, the country code is 01, and it's 310-371-5444. That's 310-371-5444. All right, let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today we're going to use one of these wonderful herbs that can actually be used as protection as well. We're going to talk about the internal use of it, but it's also a very good protection herb used in Native American and many cultures. And we're talking about sage. Now, traditionally, it was associated with longevity, and it has a reputation for restoring failing memory in the elderly. And like other memory-enhancing herbs, it was also planted on graves. It's said that when the British started importing tea from China, the Chinese so valued the sage that they would trade 2 cases of tea for 1 of dried English sage. Now, the leaves have a special affinity with the mouth and throat, so they make an ideal gargle or mouthwash. It's also very drying and estrogenic, so they are very useful for both menopausal problems and if you're weaning, you know, with children. The fresh leaves make a very bitter digestive stimulant. Now, the root in China, the root is mainly taken for moving blood where there's stagnation, as in some types of menstrual pain and heart conditions. It's also considered very sedative and cooling, and the name for it is Dan Shen, and it's used to reduce heat, particularly in the heart and the liver. Now, there are some cautions with sage. You have avoid a therapeutic doses in pregnancy. Small amounts of sage used in cooking are quite safe. And only take Dan Shen, the root, when the condition is caused by blood stagnation. Sage contains a thujone, which is can trigger fits in epileptics. So you should, if you have epilepsy, just avoid sage altogether on that, so that you don't have to do fits. I guess you don't want to be doing fits if you don't have to be doing fits, right? Okay, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you might be able to amplify your own energy to accomplish what you desire, or for protection, like we were talking today. Today, we're going to talk about diamond, okay? Now, there's a diamond museum in Amsterdam, and it was amazing. I did not realize that they had orange diamonds. They had pink, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, brown diamonds, even black diamonds, white diamonds, and a lot of the shades are usually pale, but they have all those wonderful colors. And the mineral is known as the king of crystals, and it symbolizes the central sun of the solar system. It's a force which maintains itself as the perfect state, and it never requires recharging, never. The ability of the diamond is kind of dissipates light into flashing prisms. You know, you see all the colors, right? And it conveys the force to enhance the powers of other minerals. It brings strength and endurance to the action of those energies. Now, it was used during ancient times as a talisman against cowardice and was recognized as a stone to enhance invulnerability. It rallies strength with age and maintains the energy to stimulate unity and love for oneself and for others. Traditionally, the power of the diamond worked only when the diamond was freely given. So in ancient times, it was given to ensure love and harmony and to stop anger. It's a reminder of your goals towards spiritual awareness, right? As the evolution and growth required becomes manifest within your heart, you can transfer the feeling and the being to others via the diamond. So if you're, you know, being a healer and you want to enhance your energy. Wearing a diamond is always a very good thing. It's also known as the Stone of Innocence, and it brings forth purity and constancy and loving and open nature, and especially when it comes to the physical realm. It can instill the aspect of trust in relationships and situations. It brings confidence to, your own emotional and intellectual characteristics, and it brings fidelity to interpersonal associations. Diamonds have been used to remove voids from the aura and to fill emptiness with the loving energy of purity, and it inspires creativity and ingenuity and imagination, inventiveness, and brilliance in the world of new things. Let's hope it can stop AI. I like that. It can activate the crown chakra and can produce a connected force between the intellect and higher knowledge. It can assist in removing of the fog from one's mind so that you can recognize the obstructions to be avoided towards your path towards enlightenment. So it helps you discover what's stopping you, right? The diamond can also inspire the forces of accumulation, helping you to manifest abundance in all areas of your life. And as far as using it for healing, it's been used in the treatment to counteract poisons, to clarify and stimulate the sight, and as a metabolic balancing agent for the whole body. And there you have it, a little bit about our gemstone of the week. Diamonds are great, and but they're expensive, but they're great. So I thought what we would do today is, not since we're talking about psychic protection, I thought I would give you a bunch of other little psychic protection tools for the rest of the program, so that you have an arsenal. You can get Nicholas's book, and I will also be giving you a whole bunches of different kinds of things. For example, you not only auras or gems, you can auras and chakras. Now, the auras are, they say seven, there's more. There's seven magnetic forces around the body, and then there's chakras, which are the electrical forces within the body, and the auras protect your energetic blocks and entities and all sorts of implants, okay? Now, aura cleansing, you can meditate saying Om, or you can walk through nature, or visualize white, gold, or silver light, or ask for angelic assistance when you want to, if somebody is trying to attack your auras to try and get into you for emotionally, you know, that's what you can do. For chakras, to protect and heal the chakras, for example, the root chakra, if you want to do self-protection, you can think of a yellow square, right, and say the word Lang, right, for self-protection. Your navel chakra, which is your emotional issues, imagine a white water drop, and then say the word Vang, right? The next one is your solar plexus, which is for centering. You can think of a blue triangle and say Rang. Then comes the heart, and this is for your growth issues. Think of a gray six-pointed star and say Yang. And the throat, which is your freedom of will, think of a gold crescent, like a crescent moon. Think of a gold crescent and say the word Hang. Your throat is your gold crescent, and then you come up next to your third eye, which is clarity issues. Now think of a white circle, and guess what you say? Om. There you have it. And then you have your crown chakra, which is your spiritual issues. And think of a gold light and say Visarga. All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Don't forget, you can give a call in if you want a question answered at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Right now we're going to talk a little bit about psychic protection tools, and we're talking about aromatherapy. So I'm going to give you an aromatherapy oil and what it can protect you from. And so get a pen and pencil if you want to, or something is there. You can kind of, write it down and use it when you need it. Bergamot oil protects you from harm, anything that will harm you. Carnation oil strengthens your aura. Cedar stops misfortune and helps you get great dreams. Cinnamon, it's for personal protection, any kind of personal protection. Clove stops hostile forces. Eucalyptus, it helps protect your aura and protects you against poltergeists. Frankincense, it helps with negative energy and also is used in exorcisms. Galangal, which breaks curses. Gardenia, which is it stops energy drains and negativity. There's a lot of psychic vampires out there that will stop and try and drain your energy out there. And it could be remotely or it could be in person. So understand that, okay? Geranium, that will stop negative energy. And it's also very good for defense. Jasmine will stop psychic attack. Lemon will stop negative vibrations inside you and outside you, right? Myrrh guards against evil. Rose, it stops negative energy and it also protects the chakras. Rosemary, it also stops negative energy and it helps to protect the home. Sage, is it stops negative energy and also helps your self-energy, okay? It protects you. Sandalwood is spiritual protection, and spikenard, also spiritual protection. So there you have a little bit about aromatherapy on how you can use that for psychic protection. There's also different kinds of symbols and shapes that, you know, there's all things you can use for psychic protection. There's prayer and intention, there's sage and protection herbs, there's trees that you can use, and that could be symbols of trees or the actual trees, okay? There's symbols and shapes, there's visualizations, there's vowel sounds that you can use, colors, amulets, Bach flowers, and just so many, many things that you can use to protect you psychically, so that you are always in your own skin and being healthy and happy on a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual level, right? So let's go into a little bit of maybe symbols and shapes. Like a circle, that means wholeness. So if you think somebody's attacking you, imagine you're in a circle, right? And that protects you from, that keeps you whole inside that circle. A cross can be used for protection or balance, right? An octagon is for renewal. And a lot of times you can just think of these things, you know, and by thinking of these things and using that intention, it gives you that protection, right? A pentagram is actually protection. It's not a negative thing. A square is security. A spiral expands energy. A triangle is power. And a hexagram is a symbol of God's love. There you have that. Sage, you know, has been used for many different cultures and is one of the most sacred and cleansing herbs used by smudging and clearing negative energy and purifying surrounding spaces. You can light a smudge stick and outline the perimeters of the inside of your house, especially around your windows and doors. Other cleansing herbs for smudging or burning as incense include cedar, sweetgrass, frankincense, lavender, amber resin, and myrrh resin. All of these are really, really good for sage and protection herbs and resins, so that it will, you just have to keep them in your own area, and it will just automatically help you. Again, those for questions, you can give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. We have on the line Zuli from Las Vegas. Hey, Zuli.
Hi, my dear. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I have a question for you. I live in a complex. Seeing that you have this opportunity, maybe I can grab the downstairs.
I'm sorry. I couldn't understand you.
Well, if I live in a complex apartment, then I get this opportunity, I can be able to grab in the same building another place.
Are you looking for another place to live?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. Hold on one second. I think March time frame is a good time. If you start looking now, you will find it. And it's west of where you're living now. West. Okay. And it's a good place. The area is really nice, and it's going to be much uplifting for you. The people there are going to be better and greater. So yes, there is a place for you, and it will be west of you. And if you want to move in March, you can do that. Now,
okay.
Now, do you own your home or are you renting right now?
Renting.
Okay, that's good. Then you can just, yeah, so kind of look in that area. And then there's also something there that's making you sick or feeling bad lately. I don't know what it is. It might be new people moving in or something. But once you move, all of that will be taken away and everything's going to be good. I mean, there's going to be a lot of energy, good energy when you do that. I think it's time, yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
You're all right then. Thanks, Lily. Well, here we are. We're almost out of time, and I just want to say I want to wish you all a very happy new year. The first couple of 15 days here have been a little crazy, but things are going to get better, and stay in love and light, and be kind to one another. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. At least I think you were listening. Hope you were listening. But now we're out of time, so you'll have to listen next week. We'll have some wonderful people on as well next week, so don't forget to tune in. I am doing a February 6th. I'm going to be doing something at infinityfoundation.org, so check that out. And I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of openness, creativity, and simplicity. Bye.